Well, let's go to the Word of God. I have a very special word that God has put on my heart, and it is about God's glory. How God has called us to live in His glory and to give Him all the glory. As we sang about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that everything we are and everything that we can do to bring Him glory, it's all because of His grace. And it is all His grace. And there is nothing in us that can do all these great and mighty things, because whatever we do for His glory, it is by His grace. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 43, starting from verse 1. It's one of the very powerful passages in the Word of God. Actually, every Word of God is powerful. But this is really powerful, because we have promises in this passage. And it says here, "But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I have Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you are precious in my sight, you have been honored, yet, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him." Now, this is a direct prophecy for the nation of Israel, but I believe this is also for us, the new nation of Israel, the body of Christ, because Apostle Paul calls every believer who is in Christ from the descendant of Abraham, because Abraham, who is the father of faith, because this life that we live, it is by faith. And therefore, Apostle Paul says that we are of that holy nation, and we belong into that, the eternal covenant, the new covenant that God has made. So, it has a lot to do with us, and it's a great promise. In verse 7, God says, "Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory." In other words, He is saying, people who are called by my name, they are created for my glory. We are created for God's glory, to live in His glory and to give Him all the glory. Because when we live in His glory, and what does that mean? It means that everything, the way God wants us to live, when we live according to His will, we are living in His glory. Amen? And living in His glory means living by God's word. Whatever God says. And when we live according to God's word, it is by His grace. And I call that a supernatural life. Living in God's glory is living a supernatural life, because it is beyond our ability. Supernatural must be natural to us. Amen? Because supernatural is natural to our Heavenly Father. He speaks and things happen. And He wants us to live by His word. And there's a powerful word when the tempter, Satan, when he came to tempt Jesus, and the first temptation, the response of Jesus was this, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. In other words, Jesus was saying, we live by God's word. Whatever God says, that is our life. And that is a supernatural life. That is a glorious life because it is God's life. The moment we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we enter into eternal life, into abundant life. And that word for abundant life or eternal life is Zoe, which means the God kind of life. Amen? So when we give Jesus all of our heart, and our whole being, we enter into that supernatural life, the eternal life. And we have already entered into eternity. Amen? Because we are not this body. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in this body. Amen? So we are supernatural beings. We are created in the image of our Heavenly Father. And He wants us to be like Him, so that we may become glorious. You know, Jesus is coming for a glorious church. Amen? He's coming for a glorious church, and that's why we must enter into His glory and live in His glory and be like Him and then give Him all the glory, because Father expects this from us. So people of God, when we give our hearts to Him, and the way to do that is just give Him your all. Don't hold back anything. Apostle Paul says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no room for the flesh. In other words, he's saying that you must give your all to Jesus so that Jesus comes into your life and He fills you with His life, and all the life that we have in the flesh or the carnality, as we read in Galatians chapter 5, all the carnal works that Apostle Paul mentions in that passage, in that chapter, Galatians chapter 5, and he's saying that we must live a life in Christ so that we live in His glory and the life according to His word. Let's go to a passage of scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. And actually, I want to, 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. He's saying, as we behold Him, as we behold Christ, we are being transformed into the same image. Now, who is Christ? Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 says that Jesus Christ, He is the brightness of Jehovah's glory and the express image of His person. Praise the Lord. So, when we behold Christ, who is the brightness, the effulgence, the radiance of God's glory. Praise the Lord. And when we behold Him, we become like Him. And we are transformed from glory to glory. This is the greatest privilege that any person can have. To become like Christ. And it is so powerful, because when we see Jesus, we become like Him. And how do we see Him? We see Him in His Word. We see Him when we study God's Word, because He reveals Himself in His Word. Because He is the Word.
John chapter 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus Christ is the living Word. And when we get into God's Word and study God's Word and meditate upon it, because the more we study God's Word and the more we meditate upon it, actually to Joshua, God commanded in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, that this book of the law, in other words, God's Word must not depart out of that mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it day and night. The more we meditate on God's Word, the more we become like Him, because we see Him. We see Christ. And also, when we give our mind and our heart to God's Word, it proves how much we love Him. When we give our mind to the things of the world, when we give our heart, or when we keep thinking about how we're going to live this life, when we allow the worries of this life, the desires of this world, and the things that we go through in this, when we keep all those worldly things on our mind, and the things that we want according to our fleshly carnal desires, then we are not going to be like Him. And we're not going to live the glorious life He wants us to live. Amen? But when we look to Him, Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. The way we run this race, the writer of the Hebrews says, we run this race by looking unto Jesus. And the word looking means with an undivided attention. When we look to Jesus and give Him our best and give Him our all, and meditate on Him and His Word, we are transformed. And it is by the truth of God's Word that we are transformed. And when we are transformed, we become like Him. We go from glory to glory. It's from one level to the next level. We go from glory to glory and we become like Him. And when we become like Him, we live a victorious life. Amen? We live a life that is victorious in every area. We live a victorious life over sin. We live a victorious life over the things that we face in this world. Just like what we read in Isaiah chapter 43. I'm going to go back there. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. It says here, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you." Praise the Lord. This is a victorious life. This is a supernatural life. A life which is lived by the power of God's Word. God is saying, "I will be with you." And then He says, "And through the rivers they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you." Praise the Lord. That is the life that God wants us to live. A victorious life. An abundant life. A life that is pleasing to the Father. Because God wants us to live victorious over sin, over flesh, over carnality, and the things that we face in this earth. The trials and the tribulation. Yes, all kinds of things. When we go through those things and we keep looking to Jesus, we keep living the glorious life, the life in His glory. Because it says we are created for His glory. Praise the Lord. This is awesome. Amen? Young people, a lot of times we're looking for some exciting life. There is nothing exciting than the life that we live in Christ. Amen. This is the most exciting life. Yes, it is very adventurous for us. Living in Pakistan is not easy. There are all kinds of challenges we face there. There are all kinds of dangers. It is very adventurous at times. But praise God, His love and His power and His glory causes us to be victorious in all those things. Amen. And that's the way God wants us to live. And then when we read 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Apostle Paul writes, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He says, chapter 4 verse 6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So, the glory of God, which is revealed, it is revealed in Christ. And when we study the Pauline epistles, Apostle Paul uses this term in Christ, or in Him, or in whom. He uses this term 130 times. I think it is very significant that he uses that term so many times because it shows the importance of our life in Christ. It is so vitally important that we live this life in Christ because it is in Him we will experience God's glory. Without Him, or living a life apart from Him or outside of Him, we look very ugly. Flesh is ugly. Carnality is ugly. Living a sinful life is ugly. That's why God says, be holy as I am holy. And again, it is not by our strength. It is by His grace. And when He gives us the grace, Apostle Paul says, His grace is sufficient for me. His grace enables us and empowers us to be like Christ and to live in Him. And when we live in Him, we experience God's glory in a powerful way. I want to read one more passage, and that is in Leviticus chapter 9. Let us go to Leviticus. That's the last passage. I hope. Leviticus 9. And verse 6. Here Moses, he received instructions from the Lord. And then he is talking to Aaron. Leviticus chapter 9 verse 6. Then Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded you to do, and the glory of the Lord will appear to you. He's saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded you to do, and the glory of the Lord will appear to you. And then he tells Aaron different types of offerings that Aaron needs to offer before the Lord in the presence of the people. So, when Aaron listens to Moses and he offers up all those offerings, in verse 23 it says, and Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people, and the fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering. And the fat on the altar, when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. Now, I think I've shared on this subject before, but I want to repeat that. Now, this burnt offering, when it says that the glory of the Lord appeared and it consumed the burnt offering. The burnt offering was one of the very important offerings in the Old Covenant. Because, first of all, it was a picture of Christ. Christ, who is our ultimate sacrifice. But one of the important characteristics of this burnt offering was this, that the whole animal, they had to put the whole animal upon the altar. And in our life in Christ, It is so vitally important for a believer to surrender all to Jesus. So when we come to Him, we must surrender all and withhold nothing back. And I believe when we do that, the glory of the Lord appears to us. And people of God, we must be hungry for God's glory. To live in His glory and to give Him all the glory. Actually, in this life and in eternity, as I said earlier, we have entered into eternity when we accept Christ. So in this eternal life, Jesus is our everything. Beholding His face and living in His glory, this is everything to us. To Abraham, God said, I am thine exceeding great reward. People of God, He is our greatest treasure, and there is nothing greater than Him. Psalmist wrote in Psalm 73, he said, whom I have in heaven, none but You, and on earth I desire no one and nothing but You, O God. People of God, let's become hungry for Jesus. Let's become hungry for His glory and for the manifestation of God's Son in our lives. Because when we become hungry and passionate for Him, He reveals Himself to us. That's why the Bible says, seek and you shall find. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Knock and it will be opened unto you. When we seek Him, we will find Him. But when we just live, because living in America is nice, we have everything here. A lot of people think if we work hard and provide, we can provide for ourselves and we don't need anybody. Yes, in the carnal mindset, which the Bible calls an enmity against God. That carnal mindset, according to that mindset, it's probably okay. But for eternity, that is damnation. Because Jesus is our destiny. He is all we need and He is all we want. He is all we need and He is all we want. Life on this earth is just for a few years. Eternity starts after that. And people of God, we must be so careful how we live this life. Seeking and His glory and loving Him with your whole being. That's the way to live. And when we live that life, it is pleasing to the Father heart of God. And it blesses the heart of God. And then we live that glorious, the powerful, the supernatural life. Yes, we see all those healings and miracles and all the neat things that we see. But people of God, it's the miracles and healings one day. I mean, we don't need those. When we enter into eternity or when we leave this earth, all we need is Jesus. And we are pointing people to Jesus. Yes, healings and miracles, they're kind of a bait for the people to draw them in. But our heart is to point them to Jesus. Amen. And this is where we must stand. Every day, we must spend time with Him in prayer and in studying the Word. And every time the church doors open, we must be here because we love Him. Yes, we have a lot of other responsibilities. A lot of things are going on. But when we see God with our whole being, we will see Him. And when we see Him, we become like Him, glorious, and we live in His glory. Let us bow our heads and close our eyes and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to live this glorious life by the grace
of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you talk to Him right now, especially young people. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And remember, there is no life apart from Christ. Jesus is the life. So if you are living a life apart from Christ, you're not living a life, you're living a death. So let us surrender all to Him and withhold nothing back from Him. Because He's a jealous God. He does not want to share us with anything else or anybody else. He wants all of us. Let us surrender all to Him. You can talk to Jesus right in your heart. You don't have to repeat the sinner's prayer after me. But in your heart, you talk to Him. It is so vitally important that you talk to Him, because He is in our midst. He said, wherever two or three shall gather together in My name, I am in their midst. And He is in our midst right now. And He is listening to your heart. He is listening to the cry of your heart. What are you crying for? Are you crying for the things of this world? Or are you crying for Jesus and His glory? Surrender all to Him. And withhold nothing back from Him. Well, I feel like that all should pray this prayer with me. And I'm going to ask all of you to say this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come before You. I surrender all to You. Withhold nothing back from You. Jesus, forgive me. Forgive my carnality. Forgive my sinfulness. I surrender all to You. In Jesus' name. I'm going to pray for you now, and also I'm going to pray for those who need any healing, or if you have any request, I'm going to pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up these precious saints of Yours, and I pray the Lord You touch them, and You bless them, and You empower them. I pray that they may live that glorious, that supernatural life that You want all of us to live. So Father, in Jesus' name, touch them right now. Empower them with Your grace to live the life that You want them to live. And also, Father, I pray that touch them in their bodies. All those who need healing, or if they have any other request, if there are any family problems going on, or if there's anything else that they need, Lord, I pray that You meet their need. In Jesus' name, touch them, bless them, heal them. And I pray that they may live that glorious, abundant, supernatural Zoe, the God kind of life as You want them to live. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.